WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Rocker Elvis Costello is on tour now, and he's just released a new album, his first in 2 years. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Mighty Like a Rose.
The sun struggles up another beautiful day, and I felt glad in my own suspicious way.
Elvis Costello is the most prolific first-rate rock act since the Beatles. Want to argue about that? I dare you to come up with any performer over the past 2 decades who's put out more music of such consistent invention and passion. All of which makes Mighty Like a Rose especially notable. It's probably Costello's lamest album, at least since the mechanical Punch the Clock in 1983. Mighty Like a Rose is the most overwrought record Costello has ever released, and the first time in which he sounds as if he's straining for the fancy verbal effects that he usually seems to toss off with ease.
I looked on but hesitated. I failed to interrupt. You're so hard to tell the truth to, so easy to corrupt.
Like a lot of songs on Mighty Like a Rose, Harpy's Bazaar features a fussy melody and lyrics that have few ideas and no emotions at stake. It's just another story about a vaguely described couple having trouble with their relationship. When Costello doesn't have a point to make, he tends to use his verbal gifts to make ringing, hollow statements that, upon a moment's thought, really don't mean anything. The waiting lines are long, he says in the final verse. They never get too far. They're shining up their shoes to kick a falling star. You think you should be somebody, but you don't know who you are. Well, neither do you this time out, Elvis. Another song, Georgie and Her Rival, does something I've never heard Costello do before. He steals from himself. The melody here is a pretty obvious lift from his great 10-year-old song, Oliver's Army.
Georgie, good to hate her name. It sounded like a tiny man. The one she had said I can see. But I'll call you whenever I can. Sometimes the phone would ring when she was half asleep. Her voice would drag her down with her suggestions. Though she often felt cheated.
Derivative and sentimental Georgie and Her Rival isn't much, but it is one of the few songs on Mighty Like a Rose that employs Costello's voice in an effective way. Harsh and raspy, it's always been, I'm convinced, the primary reason that this brilliant pop artist has never had a big hit, and its limitations only become more evident when he tries to croon soulfully. The best slow tempo number on this album, Broken, uses Costello's voice as a kind of malevolent moan. Broken was written by Kate O'Riordan, to whom Costello dedicates the album and refers to in the liner notes as my unspeakable wife.
If I am frightened, then I can hide it. If I am crying, I'll call it laughter. If I am haunted, I'll call it my imaginary friend. If I am bleeding, I'll call it wine.
But if you leave me, then I am broken. And if I'm broken, then only death remains.
Mighty Like a Rose also contains two songs left over from Costello's collaboration with Paul McCartney from a couple of years ago. They aren't, however, leftovers. So Like Candy is a fully felt ballad, while Playboy to a Man is a big, noisy piece of music, a well-made mess that this meticulously self-conscious album could use more of.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.